Prezident Donald Trump yaqinda noqonuniy muhojirlar tomonidan o'ldirilgan amerikaliklarning oilalari bilan uchrashdi. Oq uyda o'tgan muloqotda u hujjatsiz emigrantlarga nisbatan keskin choralar ko'rishga so'z berdi. Tafsilotlar bilan men Navbahor Imamova.
My son Joshua was 18 years old and in November of 2010 he was
Jabrlanganlarning yaqinlari o'z qissalarini so'zlab berdi.
Systematically tortured, brutally beaten, murdered and then his body set on fire after death from somebody who shouldn't have been in this country.
O'g'lim Joshua atigi 18 yoshda edi. 2010-yilning noyabrida uni qiynoqqa solishgan. Qattiq do'pposlab, keyin o'ldirib, jasadini yoqib yuborishgan. Qotillar Amerikada nolegal yurgan odamlar bo'lgan, deydi Lori ismli ona.
This killer had been deported 4 times. He had 15 year rap sheet. Violent burglaries, the gun that he used to kill my son was acquired and we now know in a burglary 2 weeks prior to this.
Mening o'g'limni o'ldirgan odam 4 marta deportatsiya qilingan, lekin yana qaytib kelgan. Mamlakatga qayta kiritishgan uni. Ketma-ket jinoyatlar sodir etib, organlar nazoratiga tushgan shaxs. Biroq bemalol yuravergan, deydi Dan ismli ota.
My daughter Christy Sue Pena, she was murdered, she was strangled, stabbed, raped, sodomized. Her nude body was thrown in an artichoke field in the middle of winter.
Qizim Kristi bo'g'ib o'ldirilgan, zo'rlashgan uni, keyin pichoqlashgan, rosa azoblashgan. Qahraton qishda jasadini shudgorga tashlab ketishgan. Keyin esa qotil 14 yoshli yana bir qizni o'g'irlab, uni ham qiynagan, deydi Juan ismli ota. Prezident Trump bilan dardlashgan ota-onalarning aytishicha, agar jinoyatchi deportatsiya qilinganida, ularning farzandlari bugun tirik yurgan bo'lar edi. Hozir ham mamlakatda bunday odamlar ko'p, deydi Trump.
Bad people and we've gotten many of them out already. We're getting them out as fast as we can get them out. We're freeing up towns.
Yovuz, beshavqat kelgandilar yashirini baz deysi bemalol yuribdi. Biz ularni birma-bir ushlab chiqarib yuboryapmiz. Jinoiy tarixga ega bo'lganlar nishonda, deydi prezident. Ko'plab amerikaliklar nazarida esa, hukumat bu borada ehtiyotkorlik bilan harakat qilishi kerak. Begunoh odamlar haydalmasin, deydi Mimi Marziani, huquqshunos.
We are going to go into this court and tell the judge that this law is discriminatory and we reject that.
Biz sudga arz qildik, deydi advokat. Chunki Trump ma'muriyati hujjatsiz yurgan har bir emigrantga jinoyatchi deb qarayapti. Emigratsiya va boj masalalari bo'yicha bosh rasmiy Thomas Homan deydiki, Amerikada noqonuniy yurganlar javobgarlikka tortilishi qonuniy holdir.
We got to dispel this notion that you can violate the laws of this country and hide and that's okay.
Qonunga xilof ravishda yurgan bo'lsangiz tutilasiz albatta, deydi Homan. Oq uyga ko'ra, tizim har bir emigrant ishini ischil o'rganib chiqadi. Yopasiga emas, birma-bir elakdan o'tkazilgach, talablarga javob bera olmasa, deportatsiya qilinadi. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.